Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is Friday.
It's been a long week.
Oh, forgive me, gentlemen. I didn't mean to keep you waiting, but I can get started.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Live a little, it's a weekend.
You're funny.
You're funny, too.
Well, you guys have a great day, but it's just not funny.
I love your show!
I must tell you, your show is a big, big hit.
That's good stuff.
I love you guys in the morning.
No, I love you guys.
I love your show.
What else you got?
This is very funny.
That's very funny. I get it. It's very funny.
I was not ready for that.
Let the show begin.
Yes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Friday morning, Carla, 6:08. It is show number 2152.
Yes, it is.
For those people keeping track.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on my radio bod.
Is so that what you
coming
are?
Along.
Is that what you're doing?
Coming along, Mike. I did a survey. There's a radio survey that's done every year, like people in the business.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was actually, Do you feel you actually have a face for radio? I think that they're asking to try to, you know, get a sense of, is that how people really feel in radio? And I said, no, I don't. Thank you.
Is that a nice way of giving us a backhanded compliment?
I don't know. It was a very deep thought.
Wow.
That I had to have. Is that like a curveball? What is that? What
I mean,
are we
there's
doing
a lot
here?
Of good-looking people in radio.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
Thank you.
Right here in this room. So, yeah. Exactly. So, everybody just shut up.
But the whole radio bod thing, I've been working on that for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And same. It seems to work for me, so.
Same here. That doesn't work, comedian bod. So, that's even more forgiving.
You know what? What kind of bod do you have this morning?
That's right.
You could be, you know, comedian bod, radio bod, plumber bod.
Yeah.
Taxi cab driver bod.
Wonder what the most forgiving bod is. Yeah. Supposedly, you know, dad bod started the whole thing, but man, why not?
Think about it.
Yeah.
And then whatever you do, put that in front of bod and give us a call.
Let us know.
702-739-9636. Why not? Sunshine warm today, high near 107, some high clouds over the weekend, but highs only in the low 100s, like 102, 103, so that shouldn't be too bad. Got 86 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, nobody gets enough vacation. They asked a bunch of people what they would do for an extra 2-week vacation that you could just take immediately. Well, about 27% said they'd give up social media for a year. Fine, give me 2 weeks. I'll give it up. I don't care. 36% said they'd give up their favorite food. They'd just give it up, period. That's it. 43% said they'd work every weekend. That kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? But okay. And 45% said they'd take a bath in ice cold water to get an
I'd do that.
2 weeks off. Yes.
Just for
that'd
2 weeks?
Easy enough. Yeah, just right now.
Oh.
Right now. That boom, you do that, take 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
so
the bath thing's not that hard.
Yeah,
Morty.
That's not so hard to do. Honestly, I don't know. Working every weekend.
And giving
to
up
get
your
two
favorite
weeks
food?
Off, that's, yeah, and your favorite food.
Isn't that what you eat on your vacation?
Yeah,
well you would be able
true.
To.
Yeah, right. Now, hopefully you have another favorite food, but you know what I mean. Maybe a
like
backup.
A secret favorite food.
Yeah, backup
food
favorite food.
Nobody knows about.
Yes. This is brilliant. Oreo has created a new packaging system that stops kids from stealing their parents' cookies. The outside, it's the Oreo Thins, the outside of the bag now looks like either a package of Green Giant veggies, a Ford truck owner's manual, package of Hanes t-shirts, or a Better Homes and Garden cookbook. So that is brilliant. Brilliant,
but haven't
Oreo.
We been doing that for a long time, disguising certain things in certain packages just to hide it from anybody else in the family?
Exactly. Putting your porn in Psychology Today.
Exactly.
In that magazine. Yes.
Or that DVD.
Yes,
in maybe
Mike.
Fiddler on the Roof cover.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's Fiddler on the Roof, honey. It definitely is a fiddler.
Maybe that's a bad example.
Oh, is he fiddling? right.
I think we're both fiddling.
Oh, my gosh. And this is awesome. DBS, have you experienced this? Probably you have in the past year and a half. It's called dead butt syndrome.
Oh.
It's an informal term that doctors are using. Patients are experiencing pain, numbness, tingling in their butt from sitting too much over the past year. And they've seen it a lot in the last year. So they say if you want to reduce your risk of DBS, stand up, stretch every once in a while, movement, so your butt doesn't die, so you don't have a limp butt. That's, you don't want that if you're watching Fiddler on the Roof. You do not want that.
I love the fact that you have an acronym for it already.
DBS, Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike. I suffer from DBS.
Hi, Mike.
I go through that a lot more than I should.
And you're not that old.
No. Oh, man. That's why I stand, so my butt doesn't die. I don't want my butt
to
die. Well,
see, clearly you're the smartest one on this show.
I'm just going to say it.
Back there.
Everyone does it because I know people sit in the bathroom longer than they really should be at home.
Oh, that's what you...
And tell me you haven't had it fall asleep.
I think, it's temporary DBS right there.
Yeah. I've gotten up and fallen on the floor because I couldn't feel anything because I sat too long.
Oh, and that, my friends, is TMI right there. TMI.
Wow.
A few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. I love it, Morty. In pain, call Shane, 702-999-9900 or younginjurylawnv.com.
Well, it all started out with dad bod, and then we've turned it into comedian bod, radio bod.
Gosh, this is hilarious.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 627, 96.3 KKLZ. So just put your occupation in front of bod, and what do we get?
Well, Tom said, well, I've got writer bod. Nobody cares how you look when you're writing, so you just kind of give up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know. This one, though, God love you. Steve said, retired military bod. I couldn't fit into my old uniform if my life depended on it. Oh, Steve. Oh,
but we thank you for your service.
I said, thank you very, very much. He said, the only item of clothing from that time that still fits are my socks.
And even those are a little snug.
Oh, Steve, thank you. We appreciate that. And like Mike said, we appreciate your service as well.
Yes. And anybody else, if you want to dial in or text in 702-739-9636, waking up with that blank bod this morning.
Wow.
Feel free. Sherry's on the phone. Sherry, what kind of bod?
Retired cop and happily digging life bod.
Retired cop, happily digging life bod.
Okay.
I like it.
In keeping with that text that I just read from Steve, could you fit in the old uniform?
Oh, hell no.
Nobody can. Nobody can. That was so many years ago.
No, nobody can. We got one more text, by the way. Rick said, I have a fog bod every day of my life. Fog meaning fat old guy.
It's all about the acronyms now.
I know. DBS. You know what? What is it? Fog can have DBS, I guess.
Right.
Huh? Jeez.
639. For you metalheads, a couple of things to bring up. Judas Priest releasing a limited edition box set. Carla, 39 CDs, extras like a replica British Steel Tour program and poster. Plus, they're putting out a British Steel Metal razor blade.
Okay.
Like from the cover of their album back in 1980.
Yeah. Yes.
All this comes out October 15th. So.
Okay, wow.
And then Iron Maiden dropped a new single and video yesterday called The Writing on the Wall. Here's a sample of that. Carla.
It sounds very like Iron Maiden.
Yeah, it does. I don't mind that, actually.
It's called Writing on the Wall.
Huh.
And that came out yesterday along with a video, which is kind of odd because you didn't realize people still put out videos.
Yeah,
but they do.
They do, definitely.
All right, so all that news. Metalheads, stand up. Be proud.
Yeah. Yes, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And roll.
Yesterday, we started talking about, you know, what celebrities you had written and which of those had written back.
Yeah.
All started with your Michael Jack or the Jacksons photo you found.
Yes.
In a box.
Yeah.
As we come to find out, a lot of people who called in yesterday. Yeah, it's somewhere in a box somewhere.
Right, right. Everybody has it put away.
I had mentioned that. I never did that, but I did enter a contest to be a bat boy for the Chicago White Sox.
Right.
When I was a little kid. And just rejection letter after rejection letter. That's really the only letter I ever got back.
Yeah, nice. Jeez.
But I did a little homework.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that we had brought up this, 70-year-old woman.
Yes, who became an honorary bat girl for the Yankees, which was her dream.
85-year-old resident of Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The guy's name is Ron Meadows. He threw out the first pitch at a recent White Sox game. He was a bat boy back in 1948. And you know how he became a bat boy?
Huh. Wrote a letter.
He wrote a letter.
He did.
Meadows became a bat boy by winning a contest in the Chicago Daily News back then, in the mid-late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about being a bat boy back then.
Oh, man.
And he said, I learned a lot. In the dugout.
I'm sure.
With these players. Some I don't want to share.
Okay.
But he did say some of the players would drive me home. Because I didn't have a way home.
Needed a ride, yeah.
Needed That's a ride great. Home. And he said that, part of the duties of a bad boy back then was cleaning the cleats, picking up the uniforms, chipping ice so the players would have ice chips.
Yeah.
Bringing cushions to the dugout.
Okay.
Wow. Some of it glamorous, some not so much.
Dirty, yeah.
So there you go.
Dirty work being a bat boy, I tell ya.
But he's not happy with the game today, and he's not happy with the bat boys of today.
Well, okay.
They seem a little out of shape, and that doesn't reflect well on the ball club that brings in these kids. So.
Wow, the Aviators have a dog. They got a bat dog.
They don't even have a bat person.
Yeah, they got a bat dog, man.
But I did write my letter because you
suggested
it and a lot of other people said, Mike, you should still write your letter.
Absolutely.
All right. So I did write a letter.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay.
I'm going to read it in about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
I have my bat boy letter. Are you ready, Carla?
Here, let me give you a little bit of
bat boy music or
dreams.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah.
All right. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:21.
So cute. You did it in pencil, huh?
Yellow paper, yellow line paper. Here you go.
Aww.
Tell me what you think.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm very open-minded, change some things. Dear Chicago White Sox, I have been a fan all my life through the good times and surviving through the bad, the ups and downs and everything in between. Although a little too young to celebrate the 59 World Series, I celebrated in 2005 when they swept the Houston Astros in 4 games. To win the World Series and cried when they would suffer the worst record in baseball. Through it all, I've been there for players like J.C. Martin, Pete Ward, Jim Landis, Ron Hansen, Moose Gowron, managers like Al Lopez, Eddie Stanky, to our second round with Tony La Russa, to the modern-day players. Then I listed a bunch of them.
Okay.
However, the reason I'm writing is back when I was a kid, I, like thousands of little boys, would enter a contest to be a bat boy for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
This was back in the mid to early 60s. Early 60s, I'll change that. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good.
A lot of other kids would end up getting the notice that I hadn't won just as much as everybody else. Well, I don't think it's too late. I'm a little older now, but still dream of setting up the on-deck circle, shagging balls for the umpire, being a part of one of the teams that I've always truly been a fan of. Page 2.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You drew an arrow on the bottom?
Yeah.
To point to the next page?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
So if you can find it in your heart, I would still like to be that one kid that represents all the others that never got the chance to wear the double B on their back during a Sox game.
Yes.
Kindest regards, Michael Bryan, White Sox fan.
Yes.
P.S. Cubs suck. And they were in capital letters with a dash between each letter and suck.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I like it. You might want to do a PSS big time.
Sucks big time.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's my letter. What do you think?
I love it. I think it's perfect. I do. It is perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's mail that off. We're going to mail it off.
I went Rudy when I said I want to represent all the little boys that didn't get the chance.
I like that. We're going to have to get a stamp. Does anybody have a stamp?
Yeah,
we got to mail it off.
Right.
I don't know. Well, yeah, we're going to mail it off.
Yeah, you got to mail it off.
It'll be better, and we're going to get it kind of
to
drip some water on it and stuff like that. So they say, oh, man, some little kid sat down and wrote this, so we got to open it.
And I made some mistake, like scratched out a couple of words.
That's good.
Stuff like that.
That's good.
Even as an older guy.
Perfect.
When is the game on Field of Dreams with them and Yankees?
That is in August, I do believe.
We need to make that happen for you.
Might not be too late.
Oh, man. That might be the way to go, Morty. Let's see here. It is in August, I believe. Come on, give me a date.
21st?
I believe it was the 21st. Yeah, I can't seem to bring it up right now. But, yeah, that's...
All right.
Boy.
There you go. I wrote it, read it. Let's mail it off.
Yeah, that's really good. August 12th.
Oh.
August 12th.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mike's on the phone. What's up, Mike?
To live out your dream, just call up the Aviators. Tell them you'll do a promotion if... You could be a bat boy for a day.
You know what? We were talking about that off air. Maybe I should call Donnie Logan.
Right.
And like a lot of players, start AAA.
Work your way
up. And then hopefully get that bat boy call to the show.
You could do that. I'm afraid you'll lose the novelty of it, though, by going AAA. I mean, is that where you want to start out? Don't you go to the bigs in this case?
Direct
and then your retirement job maybe is bat guy, right?
I think we're thinking way too much about this.
Yeah, I think we are, too.
Have a good day, y'all.
You have the better weekend.
Mike.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Every Friday, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Good morning, Jeff. A couple of movies to talk about, right?
Absolutely. And we've got a huge sequel that took, 25 years in the making?
Yeah, wow. Really.
You know, the original was such a hit, and it's such a beloved classic that Warner Brothers was even going to exploit it with so many sequels. There's a story circulating around from Tony Hawk. They were going to do Skate Jam. They were going to do every kind of sport you could think of. But when Brendan Fraser's Looney Tunes came out shortly after that and bombed, it scared Warner Brothers. So it took them decades to finally do a sequel.
I didn't know that.
I know, isn't that crazy? Now they have superstar LeBron James. And the movie's about his young son and him getting trapped in a digital space by this rogue AI that looks and sounds a lot like Don Cheadle. So for him to win his freedom and his son back, they have to team up with Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and all the Looney Tunes gang for a high-stakes basketball game against the Goon Squad. You guys, this is one of the most miserable abominations of a movie I've ever seen.
I believe it.
It takes first of all, the first movie was like an hour, like 88 minutes, right? This one is nearly 2 hours. We don't even get to the basketball game until an hour into the movie. None of the jokes are clever. It is just, it is so confusing. Nothing for adults. The kids were bored next to me. I mean, I can't, even the animation was kind of jarring because the original has this 2D look to it. The 3D animation was kind of disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching the crowd of the basketball game because you could see the Jetsons and the Flintstones were in there and Jabberjaw.
Okay, all right.
Wait a second. How can that even be? The Jetsons and the Flintstones.
I know.
Yeah, because this is the other disgusting thing about this movie. It is nothing but a big advertisement for anything and everything Warner Brothers, from Mad Max, you name it. It's just that you see even the Matrix characters.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad. I don't know why they felt they had to do this movie.
Well, if you didn't like LeBron now,
how was his acting?
He reads cue cards through the whole movie.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
He was in Amy Schumer's movie, wasn't he? A train wreck, right?
That was a cameo. That wasn't during a two-hour movie with.
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
All right, so thumbs down on Space Jam. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there's another great film out there on demand called Die in the Gunfight. It's a take on Romeo and Juliet, and it stars Diego Boneta. If you remember him from Rock of Ages, well, he's got a totally different role now. And also Travis Fimmel, who's one of my favorite actors in this. It's hip. It's cool. It's got. It looks fantastic, and it moves really fast. So it's on demand, called Die in a Gunfight. And I would say stay home and watch that, then go see Space.
All right. Well, at least there's something.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good catching up with you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Man, I can't believe the support I'm getting on this baseball letter, Carla.
Yeah.
That was you had such a great idea. To write back to the Chicago White Sox.
Why not, you know?
Uh-huh.
Why not?
This started yesterday.
Yeah. You wanted to be a bat boy when you were a kid. You only got rejection letters. So write another one now.
That 70-year-old woman in New York?
Yep.
Honorary bat girl?
Look what happened.
For the Yankees.
Yeah.
I found that article about the 78-year-old guy threw out the first pitch because he was a bat boy.
Right.
For the White Sox in Chicago. Won the same way I tried to win.
Yes, right.
Chicago Daily News had a contest back in the 40s. Same thing.
That's great.
And the support.
Great.
Dave is on the phone. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, you know what? I listen to you guys all the time. And I'm also from Chicago. I'm a huge White Sox fan. And I believe we're about the same age. I'm 62 years old. I'm from the South Side. And I just heard your story. And you know what? I remember as a kid wanting to do the same thing.
See?
My dream was to be a Major League Baseball player. Oh. Never got the chance. Tried to relive it when I was 21. It was a little too late. By then, when I heard it, I've never called before, but when I heard your story, I said, you know what? It gave me goosebumps.
Goosebumps, Carla. The letter gave him goosebumps.
I know it.
But I think it had a lot to do with the music.
Well, I think so. That helped.
The music
I
you picked
so.
Was great.
Yes. Had I played Benny Hill behind it, it probably wouldn't have.
That is effective. Jerry's on the phone. Jerry, what's up?
All right. I like that idea, what you're doing. I sure hope they let you go and be the bat boy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on that Field of Dreams. That's
boy, awesome. That would be the I most know. Awesomest ever.
It would, but do you want that, though, or do you want to be in the stadium?
No, I want to be in the stadium.
Yeah,
I mean,
see, that, I know that would be cool, but
the Field of Dreams game is about baseball.
Yeah, yes.
You're right.
And,
yeah.
and I think that's where the focus should be.
Yeah, this
I
is
watch
about
that movie every time it's on TV. I never miss it.
Great movie, but yeah, as much as that is about baseball, this is about Mike O'Brien.
Right.
So
hello,
yeah.
And I need to be in a stadium.
Though there may not be as much running in the Field of Dreams, you might have to run a little more.
I gotta agree with you on one more thing. You're right, the Cubs suck because I'm originally from Cleveland, and they beat us in that World Series.
Oh,
I gotcha. Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
God, have a good day,
here.
Jerry.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you again. Bye bye.
Yeah, I like the support.
Yeah, I
this
know.
This might
it.
Happen.
Darn right.
Skinner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know, I was having second thoughts about the bad boy thing.
Yes.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:09. I appreciate all the support, and I thought it was a good idea at first. And on paper, it probably is.
Yeah.
And I don't regret writing the letter, and I'll send the letter.
Okay.
But then I started thinking, Carla, what happens if they call me?
Yeah.
And say, hey, listen, we love your letter. We love the story.
Okay.
And they say, we'd like to have you as a bad boy, honorary bad boy.
Is that good? No?
But then I got to go somewhere. I got to make arrangements.
Well, yes, you do.
Got to fly to Chicago.
Yeah, I got to put on real clothes. And I got to bend. Yeah, I know.
Try on a uniform.
Be fitted for you.
Be fitted.
Well, they're all different. There's all different sizes of uniforms. I mean, I think
I could probably do it for like a couple of innings. But after a while.
I'm hungry. a hot dog. Can we eat on the field?
Yeah, how do I get a hot dog down?
I can eat on the field, right?
I'm such a slug. I mean, it would be such a great honor, though.
Well, yes, it would.
You know, my brother would be stoked.
Right? I'm sure your sisters would be happy.
They'd all come back for the game.
Yeah, they would.
And here I am just moping around.
In the third inning. Where is he? I don't think he's out there anymore. No, he's not. Who's the kid? They put a kid
in. Just sitting on the bench. You know, we lose the game. And
yes, it would be your fault.
It's not
your fault if they lose the game. God. It's okay.
All right. Well, but you know what? Let me think more about it before I actually send it off.
Okay. So. All right. You want to modify the letter? Now, listen, if this doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Right.
But putting my best foot forward for two innings.
Sunshine. I'm like, I won the lottery, but now I have to pay taxes.
What? Yeah. Yes.
I have to go where to pick up the check? Sunshine, warm today, high near 107. High clouds over the weekend, but not as warm. They say high low 100, like 102, 103, so
right.
It shouldn't be too bad. As long as the humidity dies down.
Great.
All right, 88, let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Will they move in together or will they not? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, house hunting. In L.A. yesterday, they looked at a cute little place that's on the market for $65 million. It's got its own bowling alley, so, you know, I hope it's quaint.
Aren't they past that, though, to live together?
Yeah, I know. Who knows? I mean, if they get married, she likes being married, that's for sure.
If they get married, I understand it, but just dating?
Right.
Do you have to live together?
I know. Of course, if you live together in a house like that, I mean... Who cares?
Yeah, that's a step up for him because he was living very, I don't want to say cheap.
Well, modestly. Yes, modestly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
He's moving on up.
Yeah, and then Jennifer, what's her name, Garner, you know, got the big Capital One commercials and started making the dough. Mm-hmm. And and then he, you know, left her for the nanny. Really? Oh, man.
Richard, I got to get back in the big house.
Yes, exactly. Jay, help me. Come on. Richard Branson, big debate on whether or not he really went to space last weekend. And by that, I mean he went about 50 miles up. NASA says that's you know, about enough. Now, they say generally space starts at around 62 miles up. So there's a big debate. Jeff Bezos is going.
So there's like a 4 or 5 mile discrepancy.
Like a 12 mile discrepancy.
Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bezos is doing it. He's going the full 62 on Tuesday. If everything goes as planned. Well, look at us. Good judging. We're sitting in chairs. Come on.
I don't even want to be the bad boy anymore.
Exactly.
Going into space.
Man. And also the oldest and youngest people will be going with him. The 82-year-old Wally Funk. And some young kid, some billionaire's son is going as well, 18-year-old. So,
okay.
Alexa can now speak in the voice of Shaquille O'Neal or Melissa McCarthy, along with Samuel L. Jackson, who's been an option on there for a few years. But yes, Shaq or Melissa McCarthy, you got.
What can I do? Let me tell you, drop the beat. Ask me for the weather, got the forecast on lock. Jeez. And if you need a timer, I'll set the shot clock. Workouts and music, sports scores and plays. I'm like a skyscraper, got stories for days. I could switch on the lights like they're so enchanted. Recipe for Shaq and cheese, wish granted.
Shaq and cheese.
For the task, same as every
there you go. So.
He's harmless, I know. But talk about somebody who is overexposed. He's on everything.
It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to the best paycheck ever for not doing anything. NBC offered James Gandolfini $4 million to join The Office after Steve Carell left. HBO didn't want him to do it, so they paid him $3 million to not do it. To not do
it. That's an awesome job.
I wish I could get that job. Oh,
man.
I know. David Hasselhoff has a big 69th birthday tomorrow. He says he's trying to live a healthier lifestyle and just eating plant-based cheeseburgers off the ground. Now stop it! Get out of here! Eating spinach. get you out of the gutter. He's healthy as can be. That is my take, sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
The Backstreet Boys are back. Zappos Theater, November, December. A couple of runs. Tickets don't go on sale until 10 o'clock. You have a chance to win them before you can buy them. All you have to do this morning is give us the name of these three songs, the title of these three songs, and there's a theme running through these three songs.
Yes, there is.
Listen closely. That's it.
I like it.
Identify all three songs by title, and our clue is there's a theme within all the titles.
Yes, there is.
One more time. Here it is. All right. Can you identify all three songs by title? Let's start with caller number 972-739-9636. If you can give us all three songs by title in the correct order.
I like it.
You have tickets for the Backstreet Boys. Should we play it one more time?
Yeah, do it one more time for Backstreet.
All right, good luck. Giving you that chance to win those final pair of tickets for the very Backstreet Christmas over at Zappos Theater. Here you go. Identify all three songs by title in order. Oh, here. Hit it. Hit it. Carla, Trina's on the phone. Trina, can you identify all three songs by title in order?
Okay, I'm try. Boys Back in Town, Boys of Summer, and Smoking in the Boys Room.
You know what? I never did.
Yeah, fine.
There you go.
Actually, the first one would be The Boys Are Back in Town.
Right.
Oh, The Boys Are Back in Town.
There you go.
I just got so excited, I couldn't help it.
So I would assume, Trina, you're a big Backstreet Boys fan.
I am.
Oh, cool.
Did you see them when they first came out?
You know what? Long, long time ago. I'm old, so yes.
I'm old. Okay. Really? Are you old, Trina? You can't be that old.
And who are you going to be taking to this show?
Of course, my husband.
Oh, yay!
I'm sure he can't wait.
He's going to love it. We're going to what?
You know what? It was his idea.
Oh, I love it.
Very good. And it's a holiday show, so you'll be in the spirit, it'll be great.
Cool.
So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. You got them, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Okay, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You'll love this story, Carla. 32-year-old guy in Florida named Bubba Hodge got arrested the other day after he stole a small alligator and ended up fighting it on the street.
Yeah.
He told police that he was trying to teach the alligator a lesson.
Yes, I'm sure he was.
Bubba Hodge.
That's what he goes by.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
I don't know what lesson he was trying to teach the alligator.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, even if it's a small alligator, I don't know that I want to teach any alligator a lesson. Jeez,
shut your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
This is sad. Oh. Brooks targeting a Houston restaurant didn't realize the establishment was cashless.
Oh, darn it.
So they break in, give me all your money, and they go, well, we're cashless.
That's just great.
Didn't you see the sign?
I can't drive a clutch. What the heck? Jeez.
All they got away with was some electronics and lemonade.
Okay. Oh,
we got
my
the
gosh.
Computer. What else? Grab the lemonade.
Okay. Oh, boy.
We're going to
oh,
be
boy.
Thirsty.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this, listen, these may be the best three candidates out there, a cat, a goat, and a chicken. They're all running for mayor of Omena, Michigan. Now, the current mayor is a cat named Sweet Tart McGee.
It's a cat, right? Not a...
It's a cat.
Okay.
No, it's not a cat. It's
yeah,
a cat.
It's
a rare cat. People can vote for the candidates that the Omena Historical Society, uh-huh. A curly-haired dog now named Oswald is currently leading the polls. He must be a write-in candidate because they got a cat, a goat, and a chicken on the actual ballot. So,
oh.
You know, yeah, yeah. That's Sweet Tart McGee right there.
Oh, I bet it is.
Hey. Hey. Hey, Sweet Tart. How you doing? Yeah. ST McGee. Yeah. Right there. Huh?
I'm your candidate.
I'm your cat.
I'm your cat candidate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And... This out of Reno, I cannot believe this happened. Actually, I can. Police arrested Laurel Ike for breaking into a dentist's office, stealing some cash, and extracting 13 teeth from a patient.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, 13.
Not one.
Not two.
No.
Not five. Even at,
no.
Eight,
no,
nine,
at
10.
8.13.
11.
Teeth, yeah.
Not 12.
Oh, yeah. Done or not done?
13.
Okay, they could done that. Okay, keep going. Yes, a baker's
You don't
dozen.
Have many more than that in your
no,
mouth,
you
do you?
She also stole $23,000 from this dentist. Wow. I don't know what dentist is keeping that kind of cash around. Now, the tooth extractions were done on, like, two different dates. Still, using anesthesia... That had been discarded. So she had to go through the garbage can to get that. Yeah, come on in. Sit down. I gotcha. Yeah, she doesn't have a medical license. She's not a dentist. I need to know even more about this story. But it struck me because I was just up there, and I have a friend who's a dentist.
Right.
I hope that, gosh, yeah. So
how many people listening to that story were doing the same thing I was doing in my mind?
I know. 3, 4. That, so that's like the whole front. You gotta, I mean, you could get like a couple of lolas. Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Still
yeah.
There.
I know. We're all
just... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was some beefy other news right there.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. This is just the cutest story. It's out of Massachusetts. An animal hospital there rescued a goose with a broken foot from a nearby pond. Well, another goose just won't leave his side. They were prepping Goose One for surgery when they literally heard a tap on the door.
Stop it.
Yes. And they didn't know what it was, and they opened it. It turned out to be the Goose Number One's longtime girlfriend trying to, like, they said, like, break into the clinic.
I need to be in there.
Yes, I've got to be with, him. I've got to be there. Yes,
whoever.
Yes. So they put him next to the glass door.
Wow. With a
put
little
her,
mask
I
on.
Say.
Surgical
so
mask.
She could check in on him, yes. And she's just she's been hanging out there. Ever since. They say it'll be another few weeks before he gets out, but he's a lot calmer when she's around. So they make sure that she can be right there at the window. So it's a little loosey-goosey love story in Massachusetts. I know. Yes, I know. Excuse me. That's my boyfriend in there. That's my boyfriend. Yes, exactly.
What a cute story.
I know it. It's adorable.
Wow.
You don't mess with geese.
No.
By the way. So just let her in.
Yes.
And a female, just let her in. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm coming in. If you have a great story like that, a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons, the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. Of course, it's all sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. That about does it for us. Getting ready to celebrate National Ice Cream Day this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Whoosh.
On Sunday, and the weather will be perfect for it.
Yeah, get yourself some somewhere.
Also, thank you for the support on the Bat Boy idea.
You are very welcome, everybody out there. Yes, do it. You got to do it. Can I also, Mike, very quickly say happy birthday to Krispy Kreme Donuts? 84 years they are celebrating. 84? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you for the drop by.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many donuts they left over here today. They're just donuts everywhere you turn.
So do have a great weekend. We're back Monday with a huge concert announcement.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
In fact, not one, but two next
Ooh.
Week. So do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.